At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/amazonprime for details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio with TJ Hushman's out. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Happy Labor Day to you.
We have a lot planned for you. Again, we're filling in myself, TJ Hushman's out, and Doug Gottlieb, the Dan Patrick Show. Hopefully, we can give you guys a great show. And we're just going to get this going right now and talk the Los Angeles Rams this Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, defending Super Bowl champ, going against who many perceive or expect to be this year's champ in the Buffalo Bills. This is the kickoff. Once we get this game,
yeah,
NFL Sunday every single weekend.
TJ, I hear you. But the thing that's interesting, I don't know, to me, is you watch this weekend, obviously, and it preps you, and you get into football season, you get into football watching mode. But I don't know, you like, to me, like, I get super excited. I do think that you forget how the difference in the college and the pro until you see next week, right? Like, I watched that Florida State LSU game last night, right, where I mean, LSU loses the game on a muff punt, but then Florida State fumbles on the 1 yard line, and then Florida State comes, LSU comes down and scores, and then misses an extra point. Not that errors don't happen in the NFL games, not that there's not a miscue or a missed extra point or whatever, but the level of play, it's interesting. Like, I do feel like because we're so happy football's back, the level of play this weekend wasn't very good, but we give it a pass because we're happy football's back. You know what I mean?
You know what? That game last night between LSU, I watched pretty much every snap of that game. I've trained quite a few guys that play for Florida State. I know some guys that play for LSU. Obviously, my daughters attend LSU. That game was defensively, LSU couldn't get off the field on third downs. I believe Florida State went 11-17. Man, quarterback for Florida State? Dude looked very, very – he was impressive. But the thing is, I was a punt returner, and I've dropped punts. And I said this to a buddy of mine's last – I've dropped punts. So Malik Nabers, like, I've been in those situations in the National Football League. When you drop a punt, That next punt, every punt returner can attest to this. That next punt that's in the air, you like, don't drop it, don't drop it. That's what you're thinking as the punt's in the air. And he's playing in a dome. It's no wind. Don't drop it, don't drop it, don't drop it. When you're a young kid like that, as a coach, you have to know your player. Just replace him. Just replace him. As that punt was going in there, I was saying to the people that were at my house, he should just let it drop. Don't catch this ball. Just let it drop. And then he drops it. And then on the PAT, you're always taught, protect the inside. You know how many times I heard that in special teams meeting from Darren, special teams coach Cincinnati? Protect the inside. Protect the inside. Protect the inside. They get beat on the inside, and I'm not going to call him out who it was because he's a kid. But you got to reinforce that in that situation. Make sure you protect inside. These kids, they'll learn from it. They gave us a hell of a football game, but LSU has to get better. Great job, Florida State. They did a hell of a job in that game, offensively and defensively.
All right, there's a couple things I'll take away from that, but here's one that I think it's going to be an interesting watch. And it happened last year with Oklahoma and Spencer Rattler. Now, look, Oklahoma's a big-time college football state, and the University of Oklahoma is obviously a gigantic college football program. So there's always been a lot of, discussion, about quarterback and who should play. And, there's grumblings when they do have occasionally a quarterback who doesn't play well. But the way that Spencer Rattler, I felt like, was handled last year, a good portion of it is because he was making money. Because he's, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, TJ, but people view, it's like you said, hey, I don't want to call the kid out. I don't want to call the kid out. I do think the way in which we view college football, not me and you as much, but I do think kind of the common average fan looks at it differently now that they look at him as professionals. It's different. Like, hey, man, you get paid to make that catch. Like, no, I don't. I'm a college kid. Like, no. You get paid to make that catch. But look, amazing insight to think of what it's like to be a punt return. I mean, we've all thought of what that's like to see the ball coming our way. But I'm just telling you, I feel like there will always now be people who watch college football differently. Their expectations, their reactions, there'll be a lot more negativity towards some of the players because, hey, man, you're getting paid to make that play now. This is not just a freebie system.
And that's okay. Even if you weren't getting paid, you should make that play when you're playing at the highest level of college football. Number one, the player expects to make that play as fans. I mean, I'll watch a game now, and I drop plenty of balls. And I'll watch a game now when somebody drops a ball. I'm like, damn it, catch the ball. We're not trying to drop it. It happens. And so, for me, I say this. Spencer Rattler's getting paid. So what? So what? He's one of the chosen few that can. So what? If you're mad at it, you should have tried to bend Spencer Rattler.
No. I don't think anybody's mad at it. I think, and you're taking this, I'm saying that people, that fans, again.
That's always going to happen. Even if they're not getting paid, they're going to find an excuse to berate you or talk about you if you're not playing well, right?
There's a different energy towards it, though. There's the percentage of people that go, man, he's just a kid. It just happens, right? Happens. And I've been 20 years old. Last thing you're thinking of is what you're supposed to do, and you screw it up, right? It's just the change in college football, which has not yet really hit, right? Because we don't have the super conferences yet, but we have seen the change in the NIL. But the change in college football, which is kind of coming, I would say that some of the energy towards players when they don't play well, or when they transfer out, or when they're benched, or when they make a mistake, is different. Now, it's not different for everybody. And I also think that, look, the percentage of it that's different now that sports betting is more and more legal. Right? Because, look, dude, when there's money on the line, and again, all of these things have always occurred, TJ. I'm not saying guys haven't always gotten paid. They have. I'm not saying people haven't always bet on college football. They have, of course. But when it's above board and when everybody knows what's going on and people are talking about the lines, it's just different. And I do think at times the energy towards watching a college sporting event is different. By the way, let me, for people who missed the game, here's the final call. So, again, basically succession of events is LSU finally gets a stop. They had no offense until late in the game. Finally gets a stop. Then they muff a punt at, you know, at like their own, I don't know, 5-yard line. And then Florida State's going in to score, fumbles at the 1-yard line. LSU rushes all, goes all the way down the field. And then they score. There's a, on the last play, right? They ran out of bounds last 1 second ago. Like, yeah. Literally, I mean, it's a very average game, a very poorly played, defensive-minded game, right, where it looked clunky. All of a sudden, this crazy succession of events. So LSU scores. All they got to do is kick the extra point, go to overtime. And here's the call from the Florida State Radio Network. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought we had that cut. All right. Anyway, I mean, it was a. That's one of those. If you're watching, you're like, this is the craziest thing ever.
That game was. It was a really good game. A lot of things need to be cleaned up. I mean, Florida State, like I said, quarterback played well. But in that situation, that third down, please explain to me why they're doing a toss sweep. Why are you doing a toss sweep? Hand the ball off. Why are you doing a toss sweep? LSU scores with no time left on the clock. You had already had a punt blocked earlier. I mean a punt. A field goal blocked earlier. Understand that as a coach and say, okay, let me remind my players, protect the inside. Do not give up the inside. We always taught that. If they block the punt or a field goal, they're going to come inside. Protect the inside. They didn't protect the inside, and the field goal was blocked. Florida State made the play when they needed to make it. LSU, new head coach, new coaching staff, new quarterback transfers in from Arizona State, and it was tough. Kayshawn Booty, preseason All-American, one of the best receivers in the country. You get frustrated when you get as many targets as you get last year, and then you come into this season, you don't get your first catch until the fourth quarter. I'm telling these coaches, when you're a receiver, you feel like you're not part of the game if you're not giving me the ball.
I ain't touch the ball.
Just let me touch the ball in the first quarter on a bubble screen, a hitch, something. The fourth quarter, I'm supposed to be the best offensive weapon we have, yeah. And I don't get a catch till the fourth quarter. Just little things like that, and the coach has to know. If you want the players involved in the game, get them going early. When you do that, they're going to play hard. And you should play hard anyway. That's just not how it works, man. That's
no,
not how it works.
You got to get dudes a look early in the game, get them going. It's just like quarterbacks, right? You got to get them a rhythm, throw it, get them going.
Get them a rhythm.
Same thing with
dude, the
receivers.
LSU quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, had 37 yards passing in the first half. Like, what are they doing? This is high-level college football. I know it's the first game. I know it's a new team, but when you're playing at that level, you must be better. But football every weekend, I'm looking forward to it. I love it. I love this time of the year.
All right. Coming up next, this is just a question, okay? Coming up next, it's just a question. What would it take to get you to go to the Rose Bowl 2 days ago in 100-degree heat, okay? That's the question. TJ Hushman's out. I'm Doug Gottlieb. That's next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio with TJ Hushmanzada. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Hope you're getting ready for a great Labor Day. It's always interesting that we celebrate Labor Day by not laboring. But the grill will be hot. There's still more college football to come. And of course, we are three sleeps away from the NFL season. So TJ, look, people went, this tweet actually, I had kind of people went crazy where I tried to explain, look, I actually have a ton of experience with UCLA football as my brother's an alum. My sister was a cheerleader for 3 years and on the dance squad for a year. So during those 4 years and then in the subsequent years after, I've been to a ton of football games at the Rose Bowl. Her first game ever as cheerleader, and like this is kind of, we're dating ourselves. They played Oklahoma, and it was similar to this past Saturday where it was over 100 degrees, and it was so hot. I'll never forget that when UCLA scored a touchdown, they used to have four male cheerleaders, and they would have a U, a C, an L, a sign, and they would run around the inside of the bowl, right, on the grass with the flags when they'd score a touchdown. And, you know, we're sitting in front of where the cheerleaders are stationed. That's where they give you their tickets, like at the 20-yard line on UCLA sideline. And you look across the field, and all of a sudden you see ULA. And one of the male cheerleaders, like, passed out, right? He's, like, running around the field, and he just, like, passed out. And it, at the time, it was really funny. This past weekend, it was crazy hot in California. Now, you get people in the Midwest and the Southeast, and you tell them, hey, man, it's too hot to go to a football game. And you get the, roll your eyes. UCLA versus Bowling Green drew like 27,000 people, but those are 27,000 sold tickets. I mean, it looked like friends and family over. Here's my question to anybody. Why would you go to a UCLA Bowling Green game? It's not, the Rose Bowl is awesome. There's nothing wrong with the Rose Bowl, but there's very little shade outside of that coming from the press box. You cook. You know, if it's 102 outside, it's 120 in the bowl. Okay, but it's not convenient. It's not near really where anybody lives, or very few people who live that's a football fan or like a UCLA fan. It's in a beautiful, nice, quaint little town in Pasadena, right? Like, it's really nice. And it's not close to campus. It's not close to where a lot of sports fans live. It's UCLA versus Bowling Green. Like, I actually think instead of being critical towards UCLA football fans, you should be critical towards other people who buy tickets to see terrible games in the heat.
That's a tough situation to be in. Number one, UCLA is on a quarter system. Their students are not here in town. School hasn't started yet. So that's first and foremost. So the student section part of it is going to be slim pickings. Nobody's in school. And then you factor in the weather. It's not a plus. It's going to be extremely hot. And then you factor in the opponent also. Well, so it's the weather, the opponent, and school's not in. Man, they should have thought about that. But is anybody going to expect it to be 100 degrees? I can't recall the last time it's been 100 degrees, at least in that area of California. Now you get to the valley in the desert, but not in Pasadena.
Okay, so here's a question. You love the thing I love about you is you love football the way I love ball, right? And if there's a football game, if there's a football workout, you'd go. Right. I'm just for people who understand, like, you work with kids, you work with pros, you work with college guys, but you love ball. You love ball. What would it take to get you to have gone on this past Saturday? Because it was ridiculously hot. And I understand, like, I've lived in Oklahoma. So it was one of those type of hot, a little bit more humid than we're used to. And like really next level heat in California. What would it have taken to get you to go to that game, to sit in the stands and watch UCLA versus Bowling Green? Who decides on a noon kickoff as well?
It would have to have been a family member or a close friend or somebody that I'm really close with playing on either team. Or if they had given me a sideline pass, I would have gone. I could get in the shade.
You would have gone on a sideline. You can't watch. But remember, like, it's a 5-hour commitment at least.
I'm saying Friday night, I went to a high school football game. First time I had gone to a game in a while. Enjoyed a good game between Mission Viejo and Long Beach Poly. But in that weather, Doug,
yeah,
it would have to be somebody that I'm close with, family member, like I said, a friend, somebody I've trained. It's hot. It's hot.
That's a no thing. And I don't mind the heat. No disrespect. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a Bowling Green, but you kind of already know the outcome. And so it's that plays a part in it as well. It's UCLA Bowling Green. You like, I kind of know UCLA's going to win this game. It's probably not going to be that competitive. And do I want to sweat it out? And so that plays a part in it. And I get it. Just hopefully moving forward, it doesn't stay that way. When you're a college student, you look forward to these, 7 weekends that you get home games?
Sure.
You look forward to that. That's part of the experience of being a college student. And so I foresee that changing in the future. But,
do you know – so their next game is – now, granted, next game's at night, but it's 5 – it's at – in the – I mean, perfect time is 5 at night. They play Alabama State. But, I mean, can you imagine the crowd? Then they play South Alabama. Now, there'll be a better crowd because people will show up and students will be there or whatever. But, part of it is the schedule, which I guess does lead us to, hey, they're going to expand this thing. They're going to be in the Big Ten. And you have lots of schools that are sitting there, Oregon sitting there going like, look at it. Our stadium would be full no matter who we play. UCLA, they don't care. Why are they in the Big Ten? Oh, it's just the TV market. I do think that UCLA is going to be a little bit Chargers-like unless they have a couple of great, a great year before that happens. And Chargers-like in that stadium will be full when they're in the Big Ten, but it won't be full with UCLA football fans. It'll be, the 60-40, 50-50 variety.
If you win, they'll come out and watch you play. If you put on and you put a team on the field that's giving you a reason to want to watch them, they're going to come out and play. And that's the thing about when you play in California, there's just so much to do. In Southern California, there's just so much to do. And so if the team is doing well, I mean, you look at what USC just did. That's how you start off your tenure here at USC and Lincoln Riley. That's how you started off. You get some excitement. You get people looking forward to watching you play. And so UCLA They have a veteran team. The quarterback's coming back COVID year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
DRT or DTR, DTR. This is his sixth year. He's a veteran, and that's an understatement. He's been in college football a long time. And so UCLA should be a pretty good team. You know what's really weird about this is as a player, when you look into the crowd, it's like, oh, man. Like, your energy is so different when it's game time.
Sure.
And then you look in the crowd, you're like, oh, man, is it? When they coming? Midway, first quarter, second quarter, they still not here. That's the problem.
They're not coming. Pat Forty joins us. Of course, he's covered college football for years, college sports for years, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Pat, I was trying to describe to people, like, I understand you living in Louisville. There's a different a view of college football, college sports in the heat. But it's like, I almost think the more of UCLA football fans, because they didn't show up, because, like, why would you go to UCLA Bowling Green? When you saw that, when you've seen those pictures of the UCLA game, what was your first thought?
My first thought was whether that was a referendum on how UCLA fans feel about going to the Big Ten. I don't know if it was, or if it was simply, yeah, you know what, it's hot out, and the stadium's a long ways away, and we've got a million other things to do in California, and no, we're not going to go. But yeah, whatever the reason, it's a bad look.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Big Ten thing. I really don't.
The Big Ten is like, this is what we bring it into our conference?
Yeah. But the Big Ten's going, oh, boy. But you do have UCLA basketball and banners. Pat Forty joining us. All right, Pat, let's there's so many things to get to. Ohio State, you know, down at half, finds a way to win, shuts down Notre Dame. Notre Dame offensively, not particularly good, but a much more competitive football game than the Vegas line would lead you to believe. Your biggest takeaway, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Ohio State's a tougher team this year. That was a mandate, basically, from Ryan Day. He went out and got a new defensive coordinator and told him we need to be tougher, we need to be more intense, we need to be more energetic and play faster on that side of the ball. And they did. Offensively, they were able to run the ball and kill the game in the last quarter when they needed to. And, like, Ryan Day was just tickled afterwards. I was there because they didn't win, you know, with a bunch of big, spectacular chunk passing plays. They won 6 yards at a time, 4 yards at a time, and then stop the other team, which, you know, quite frankly, the knock on Ohio State was that they were a soft team last year, and this was not a soft performance by them. So that was the biggest takeaway.
Is Marcus Freeman going to make America really like and root for Notre Dame? Like, is that going to happen? It feels like, and look, obviously I went to Notre Dame. I don't have any ill will towards Notre Dame, but you know how it is. When Notre Dame loses, it's kind of like when Duke loses, like, people celebrate. And I almost feel like Marcus Freeman is the Zion Williamson. Like, Zion Williamson was just such a happy kid. You kind of rooted for Duke. And Marcus just seems to be about such the good things. You're just like, I kind of find myself rooting for Notre Dame football. I'm kind of scratching and breaking down into a hives.
There is nothing not likable about Marcus Freeman. I mean, he's admirable. He's respectable. And he's extremely likable. The question he's got to do is figure out some second half adjustments to the adjustments, so to speak. I mean, if you go back to the Fiesta Bowl, which, look, that was a fire drill situation he'd just taken over, but they were up 28-7 and got outscored 23-7 in the second half, lost to Oklahoma State. This game, you're up 10-7, and probably that was overachieving right there, but still shut out in the second half. And I think they've got a long way to go offensively, but they're going to play very hard for him. He's recruiting extremely well. And we'll see if people can still like him when Notre Dame's winning a bunch of games. But for right now, yeah, he's easy to root for.
What do you make of Brian Kelly, 10 years, $95 million. Offensively, they could not move the ball. When he's at Notre Dame, quarterback didn't play well. He was quick to take him out. Will we see Jaden Daniels play this entire season? Will you see Garrett Neusmeyer getting in there if it continues to stay this way?
Good question, TJ. I mean, if it stays this way, they'll have to make a change. I mean, they were fortunate to score 23 points. You know, a lot of their yardage came in one miraculous drive at the end. But before that, yeah, Jaden Daniels was not good. Their receiving core was not good. That was a brutal offensive performance. Their line was horrible. So they've got a lot to fix there. And there's no way at a place like LSU, the most perhaps impatient fan base in the country, I don't think you can just sit there and say, yeah, we're just going to kind of bring this along slowly. They don't really do that down there. So there will be an imperative for them to get better. The thing is, you're playing in the SEC West. It's going to be hard
darn
near every week. So they're going to have to get better quickly.
You know, the thing that I notice, guys, and is, you know, whether Jaden Daniels, who goes from Arizona State, where his teammates, like, helped him pack, right, to LSU, to Bo Nix, who, of course, his dad played at Auburn. He started as a freshman at Auburn. But neither were great at their previous stop. Both lost their job at their previous stop. And they transfer. And because you don't have to sit out, like, why are we surprised that they're the same guy?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question.
I can't believe that Bo Nix is not as good as, like, it used to be, it'd be better if you gave him a year to work on their game. There's yeah. rush to play him right away.
No, you're right. Absolutely. Especially in Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is who he is. He's just not that good a quarterback. You know, he can improvise some plays.
Yes.
He's fairly athletic, you know, but he's not that great a quarterback. There's a long body of work now from the Auburn days and through game one here that you're going to get what you get from him. So if he was the day one starter at Oregon, I think it says something about where that program is from a quarterback standpoint. And I think you say the same thing about Jaden Daniels at LSU.
Pat, 49-3, 29-26. Oregon loses to Georgia. Utah loses to Florida, and Utah's a top 10 team. Where does the Pac-12 go? Where do they go?
They hope like hell that USC is really good. Otherwise, it was a rough start for the teams that are expected to be at the top. You know, Utah-Florida was a really good game, and perhaps we shoveled too much dirt on Florida coming into the season, like, oh, they're rebuilding, they don't have much talent, blah, 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 blah. Anthony Richardson is a special talent.
First-round pick.
Yeah, yeah, and they've got a lot of other, you know, players who can play. So, you know, you go to the Swamp, heck of a game, really a very good game. Utah always starts the season slowly. Unfortunately, you can't really afford that too much if you want to try to make the college football playoff out of the Pac-12. But this loss is not necessarily season ruiner for them. For Oregon, holy moly, that was bad. And that's a team with a veteran offensive line and some really good players in the front seven defensively, and they just got steamrolled. Now, maybe that says Georgia can win it all again, and I think that's possible. But, my goodness, that was a sobering performance by Oregon.
Do you think people watch college football differently with the kids collecting the type of money they're making in NIL?
I think that's possible, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, I made a point of saying on Twitter after the East Carolina kicker missed an extra point in a field goal and they lose by 1 point to North Carolina State, college kickers are people too. And then last night I found myself repeating that, saying college punt returners are people too, after the LSU punt returner dropped two of them. And some of the replies were like, no, these guys are getting money now, and I doubt the East Carolina kicker is getting any money. And I'm not sure about the LSU punt returner too. But I think there is a little bit of a different attitude of like, we don't have to go so soft on the kids anymore because they're semi-professional. So, you know, that's part of the landscape. You guys know how this goes. You as athletes, and if you are in the spotlight and you are being compensated for your efforts, people are going to feel like they have the right to criticize you.
Pat Forty joining us here. Doug Gottlieb, TJ Hushmanzada, in for Dan the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, Pat Forty, longtime writer now with Sports Illustrated. We haven't discussed with you since it happened late in the week, the expansion of the college football playoff, which I think we all knew was coming, but then last year it was like a psych, not coming. Right, so now what's been announced is, again, and it's going to depend on what the conferences look like, but 12 teams in, top four seeds get a bye. Six top conference champions, okay, will qualify automatically. What do you think of the format?
Well, first of all, let's just say yet another PR triumph by the college football playoff people. You have this great news, and it's big news, and people have been waiting for this. And it somehow comes out at 4 p.m. on Friday of Labor Day weekend, going into the first week of
college football. It was a news dump Friday.
It's the kind of thing you put out, yeah, when your program's immersed in scandal. Not when you have good news, but that's what we've been dealing with for years. Secondly, yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's going to be really good. I think it's good for the overall health of the sport, for people in the ACC, in the Big 12, in the Pac-12, who have been getting squeezed to the side by the Giants in the Big 10 and in the SEC. It's good for the Group of Five. It's going to be great to have playoff games on campuses. The thing that I still think is a glaring weakness in it is quarterfinals at bowl sites as opposed to having quarterfinals on campuses too. You know, and I do think you're going to get to a point where, like, Alabama and Georgia are going to be like, hey, we want to host a game. We don't want to go to Texas to play our quarterfinal. We want to host that quarterfinal in our stadium. So maybe they will eventually iron that out. But on the whole, look, it's a great thing. And it is ridiculous that it took 15 months too long for it to happen, but it's happened.
It took 100 years for it to happen.
This is
100 years to make it. It's almost like universal health care when it happens. Like, look, I get it. It's not the greatest. There's flaws to it. But, man, I mean, there's a long slog to get here to a play. Like, we had dual national champions in this century. We had two teams that got to claim a national championship 20 years ago. That's crazy to anyone else, but the college football, like, yeah, that did happen. That's we used to do that. That's kind of how we roll.
Always did it that way, so we have to always continue to do it.
Well, look, the bowl thing is because you're playing to so many masters, right? Like, you can't destroy all the bowls, even though you destroyed most of the bowls, and then. But you say that's why you have to have those quarterfinal games. Otherwise, those bowls go away. And there's just, you know, too much money tied into the cities.
I guess so.
But how do you, as a fan, think about if you're a fan, though. If you go to a conference, like you go to a, say you go to a conference championship game, right? Now, do you go to the conference? Because then the next week you might play. If you win, you might not play. You might have a bye. It just does. At some point, you get fans that travel so well, it'll become a TV-only sport. Because I get that we all think, like, everybody's just got money to spend week after week after week. But at some point in a college town, you're like, hey, man, I had to shell out all this money in donation for the season tickets, then for the conference championship game. Then I had to decide, all right, do I wait till the semifinals, the finals? Do I go right? I want to go to the first one. I do think there will be. And then the other interesting part, Pat, is, you know, some of those teams can play 16 games. That's a lot of football in some of those bodies.
Yeah, potentially even right 17, I think, if you get into that first round and go all the way. But, you know, and you're 100% correct about just squeezing the fans' dollars and time as much as you can, but that's another reason to have quarterfinals at home. You know what?
That's a good point.
Half the fans can say, all right, we'll just drive down the road to Tuscaloosa from Birmingham or whatever the case may be. And it's not going to cost as much.
Pat, great stuff. Can't wait to read your next piece. Thanks so much for joining us on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we are three sleeps away from NFL football. What are we to make of the Dallas Cowboys and their offensive issues heading into the season? Find out next with T.J. Spinzano. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Doug Gottlieb, TJ Hushmanzada in for Dan the Dennett. It's Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk some Dallas Cowboys in a second. I got this question for TJ about Bill Belichick and the Pats upcoming. And of course, we'll recap the craziness that has been college football in week one, and we'll continue on tonight in a second. Brandon Weeden will join us, former Oklahoma State star quarterback. First-round pick of the Browns. He'll join us next hour. TJ, you've seen this video of Jay Stewart, this is called the Free Fall Tower, right? Or is that the actual name, or is that what people are calling it?
I've seen it called a Free Fall Tower or a Drop Tower. Both of them were literal in this video.
Yeah. Okay, so it's in India. It's at it looks like a theme park. Doesn't look like one of those pop-up shop, you know. I don't know. Do they have carnies in India? I have no idea. There feels like a lot of jokes that could get me in a lot of trouble with the carnies in India type of deal. But here's what I saw is it's one of those towers where everybody sits on top of it's like a platform, you're like stacked up, and then it rises to the top, you know, and it, I don't know, what do you think? 5, 6, 7, who knows how many stories, spins around and then drops down only to stop right before it gets to the bottom, right? We know what those are like. Well, this one did not stop and it hits the base of it. And people obviously, and it's it says no one died and at least 10 people were injured. First of all, thankfully nobody died. It's crazy because when you see it, you're like, oh, there had to be, this is, how can I watch this video? This is somebody dying. Nobody died.
That's why I don't get on rides, Doug, just because of that. I don't ride them anymore.
This is hard for me because, so my son and I, we started a tradition last year and we're going to try and keep it going. Is Rosh Hashanah, right? Jewish New Year. It's not a day of, that's not a day of sorrow. It's a day you're not supposed to. So you can do everything you got to do in the morning. We went to Six Flags, rode every ride except for two, every roller coaster except for two. And the only reason we left before riding two of them was because he had to get to tackle football practice, which was like, you know, two and a half, three hours away. And we didn't want to be late. This year, no such problem. We're going, but I generally, people ask, like, would you skydive? Would you, I won't skydive on bungee because if that's one of those, if one thing goes wrong, you die. I don't feel that's the case at like a Six Flags. But now I'm second guessing. I can't decide whether I'm second guessing.
You couldn't
because
pay me to skydive. You couldn't. There's no amount of money that you could pay me to skydive.
Yeah, I have no desire.
I used to always get on a ride, and it was years ago. I was a teenager. Got on a ride at Magic Mountain. That's Six Flags. Mm-hmm. And it stopped. And I'm like, what's going on? We sat up there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'm done riding rides. But my kids ride them. So it just, it's unfortunate. I'm not even going to send this to my kids because this might scar them. But man, I feel for those people. That thing just, it goes down. They're probably like, man, we're going down pretty fast. And then boom.
That's top five nightmare.
And then did you read the operators that were operating it? They, in the movie, you know you done messed up, right? They ran. They took off running. Read the article. They ran because they knew they messed up. So I don't even believe it malfunctioned. I believe the humans malfunctioned. They ran. They didn't even stay there to see if everybody was okay. They got up out of there because they knew they made a mistake.
I can't believe nobody. Well, you can just Google search this video and you're sitting there going, oh my God. I mean, the fact that nobody died is a miracle, an absolute miracle. And then the way it's reported, Jay Stu, where it's like at least 10 people are injured. You're like, that's it? Injured? Like, how is that? That video is harrowing. That video is absolutely
harrowing. I saw an updated report where it says at least 16 women and children were injured.
Yeah, I don't understand the women and children reporting. This is not like a hostage situation, right? Like just anybody being hurt. Don't have to be a woman and a child being hurt is a bad thing. It's like, well, the women and children, like, yeah, it's a theme park. But so TJ, if your kids go to Magic Mountain, right?
They ride with each other.
And you just sit there and watch?
I just sit there and we go to the Orange County Fair. I just sit there and watch them. We go to the fair every year. I just sit there and watch it. I'm trying to convince my son. He's not trying to get on the scary rides. He wants no part of them. I'm like, go ahead and try it, bro. Like, just get on. You got to get on and see what it is. He's like, no, no, no. I'm pushing him to do it. I got to stop
that. You want to do it yourself? You want to hold his hand?
Nah. I'm done with that. I'm done with it. I mean, I did it when I was younger, and so I want him to get that experience. But right now, he don't want the experience. So after seeing that, I see why he doesn't want the experience, and so I'm going to leave him alone when it comes to that. He'll ride his rides that he feels comfortable with. My oldest daughter, don't matter to her. She getting on any and everything. Like, that ride right there, should have got on that. Shit, for her, it does not matter. She is not afraid to get on any ride. She's an adventurous, so she's going to give it a go.
No, I mean, look, my dude, my son is like that. He's 13. But what's interesting is, so I took him to Magic Mountain with him and like one of his best friends. And I remember, and it was like only maybe 4 weeks after my knee surgery last year. So I torn it. So I did, I think I wore a brace that day or whatever. Maybe I didn't wear a brace. Anyway, I remember the first ride we were on, I remember getting up and you get to the top and it goes, like, why did I subject myself to this? Like, I don't actually think I like this, you know? And then you get through the first one, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. I kind of like that pit of your stomach feeling. And, you know, then it kind of gets good to you. But there was definitely a moment during that ride, and maybe the first couple, where I'm like, I'm not really sure why I signed up for this. I mean, I like seeing my son smile, but not that much, because I'm a softie. It's the heights thing that does me in. All right, we'll turn it back to football coming up next. What can we legitimately expect from the Cowboys with the injured and mangled mess that is their offense? We'll discuss upcoming next with TJ. I'm Doug. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Happy Labor Day to you. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.